Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
He's doing quite well. Pretty impressive. Little boy's driving it well. He's putting well. He's doing everything it takes to win. So you know what you guys do when he gets in here? Pat him on the back, say congratulations, enjoy it, and tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it.
Or collard greens, or whatever the hell it is.
I guess you just don't know that actually there was a long-standing tradition that the Masters would serve that as a default meal.
That's not true.
Sorry about that, John.
It's just not true. So here's Tiger's menu tonight. Tonight is the champion's dinner.
Can I guess?
Ooh, that might be dangerous, but go ahead.
Fuzzy lost his endorsement
with Target over that, but go ahead.
Just tell me what it is. Okay. I don't play. I could say something like grouper.
It's tempura shrimp spicy. Huh? Del?
That's Japanese.
Oh, no. Tempura shrimp. Spicy tuna. Spicy tuna. Avocado. Eel sauce.
Oh, he's sushi angle.
Tempura flakes, pickled ginger, wasabi, and soy sauce.
Yeah, it's called the Augusta roll.
The Augusta roll.
Oh.
Prime steak and chicken fajitas. And you know what that is. And then the dessert. He's going to have fajitas?
Tiger's basic. We know the deal.
What is he, Yanni Damaris?
What's it for
Pick
for
it
dessert?
Up, Tiger.
What's for dessert?
Oh. I can't wear my contact.
I got it.
A cut in my eye.
What kind of cut?
An ulcer. Can't wear my contact.
An ulcer in your eye?
In my eye.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Under
COVID,
his eye.
COVID eye. You got COVID eye.
That's not COVID eye.
The dessert treat.
You got herpes shoulder. It's now you got COVID
than,
eye.
Better than herpes shoulder.
Now you got shoulder
herpes.
You actually can't get eye herpes.
Shoulder herpes.
Eye herpes is a real thing.
COVID eye. Classic flan.
Under his COVID eye.
Churros with chocolate sauce. And
Sopapillas. Man, he's going. Well, why did he go Augusta roll and then fajitas?
Well, because he likes.
Oh, well, he's.
No, he's. Cablanation.
But wait a minute. Is part of that fajitas? A fajitas fan?
No, that's his. That's just letting you know that he likes Mexican girls. That's his little secret way.
No, he's got. He's a one woman man.
Well, steak is kind of all American, right? And fajitas. Prime steak is kind of all American. The roll, he loves. Because this year during Masters, he took a picture, remember? And that was his Masters dinner. He had it out on the patio with his kids and wife, right? He's remarried. No, girlfriend, I think. Remember, there's a picture of him in the weekend that would have been the Masters. Tiger had his Masters dinner, and it was a sushi dinner.
Oh.
Yeah, well, at his house.
Sushi
his own
makes
house.
Sense, though.
Yeah, that's what the sushi roll. That's what that is. Wait, sushi makes sense. He's Thai. Sushi's Japanese.
Oh. But there's Asian. At
what
the
else
end.
Do you want to say about that, Asian. Fuzzy?
Yeah, you want to snap your fingers, Fuzzy?
Oh.
Or whatever the hell they eat.
Or whatever the hell they serve.
Whatever the hell they serve.
Those people.
Oh, man.
So that's the dinner tonight. Masters tomorrow. What are you guys doing tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to recreate Tiger's Masters dinner.
You're going to. You're going to do an Augusta roll and then you're going to do fajitas?
All those things. And get me some flan. Ooh, some man. Classic flan.
Classic flan is delicious. That's what they call it. Los Cucos has a classic flan. It's like cream cheese, man. I don't know if that's classic, but it's good. And churros with chocolate sauce.
Actually, I got to take it back. I'm going to do what Fuzzy thought he was going to eat.
You going Miko's?
No, basic fried chicken and collard greens.
I wish I could have. I found a chicken place. It's a Korean chicken place. It's called BBQ Chicken is what it's called. It's at Westheimer and what's the street that AMC 30 that just closed is on?
Dunvale.
Oh my gosh. It is their chicken, they're fried the way that they do the fried. It's supposed to be a famous place. When I was at home ordering food, I had it come two different flavors, but their chicken, you have the crunchiness of that is off. Man, I'm juicing right now, day three. I can't talk about this because it really puts me in a bad mood.
So should I get want that or Rogel's, so Rogel's burnt and pork?
Burnt in pork belly. Oh, my gosh. I get the burnt in pork belly. Really? You can always go get the chicken anytime you want. It's always there. Their chicken is really, really good.
Okay.
I haven't had it's Rogel's. I haven't had Russell's burnt in pork belly yet. I haven't had that.
Rogel's?
I haven't had it yet.
Yeah. You've had the pastrami.
Of course. And I also had the, now he's doing a torta on Fridays with carnitas. And that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm doing that. But don't anyone bring food up until after I'm done with this.
No. Bring it up tomorrow. Let's go. LeShane, stop being a scumbag. Bring some food.
By the way,
up.
He said, I talked to him yesterday. He goes, yeah, I got a little pub. You guys are shooting rockets at me. Yeah, a little bit. He goes, I don't care. All pub's good pub.
It's all good pub.
He goes, who's that guy who learned the word aioli the other day? Who just learned it and is throwing it around like $1 million word?
That's
Dell.
I didn't just learn it the other day. I know you know it, LeShane, because on your spicy chicken sandwich.
What's he, the chicken sandwich police?
Yes.
I said,
yes, I am.
He actually is the chicken
sandwich police. He actually is.
He actually is.
Scumbag.
What do you think about 16-team NFL playoff? They voted unanimously approved a contingency plan to expand the playoff field from 14 to 16 teams if meaningful games cannot be played due to COVID-19.
Well, so they have to do that now because COVID's becoming a major issue in the NFL now. It's a major issue in college football, and now there's more and more players and coaches and front office people being testing positive. It's spreading. I think what's happened for a lot of people is the kids going back to school. It's because that's how one of my buddies who's at home right now, he goes, his whole family had it. He goes, we're pretty sure the kid brought it back. He said the NFL called him and their contact tracing took like an hour with him. He said, I've never been grilled like that in my life. So I think kids are bringing it into families. Families are bringing it into the buildings.
I think you have no idea. It's
of course,
so
those kids are
widespread.
Also playing baseball too.
It's so widespread. Even the people that are most careful, Michigan State coach Tom Izzo said, man, I've been sitting at home. I've been as careful as I possibly could. Got it. I think no one knows where it is, where it's coming from, how you got it. It's just everywhere.
You have to treat anyone.
Everyone has been exposed to this. Everyone.
You have to treat everyone you come in contact with like,
right.
Maybe they
like
have
they're
it.
Dirty, they're filthy animals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like they're
kind of like you do on a regular basis.
Dell treats everybody like
Dell's
he's
always
a super
six
spreader
feet
anyway.
Apart. Certainly. Dell's always 6 feet apart.
I don't like coming into contact with people, pandemic or no, but I don't know Tom Izzo who's coming in out of his house, but all it would take was maybe his wife went out to dinner with a friend. Who knows? Or he went out to dinner. That's all it takes.
You never know. Never. Or wife got her car washed.
Yeah, that's all it would take.
You have no idea where it's coming from. 7137803776.
Okay, this isn't true. I'm going to shut this down. This is the second time I've seen this. Amy Palsik tweeted about being happy for Kamala Harris' nomination for VP and how it's empowering for women. Then she gets fired. I wonder if that had something to do with the quote-unquote firing. No, it had nothing to do with it.
No.
Because what's your...
She tweeted a historic day to every little girl out there. You can be anything you dream of.
That didn't... That's not Easter being and Cal McNair saying, what? She's got to go.
So
no.
Cal didn't pull her into a meeting.
Completely unrelated. No, it's not.
Cal said, look, I know this is a great day for you because you're a woman. But
it's
for
not
the
a
rest,
female
but,
thing.
But
it's
for
not
the,
a Democratic
but
thing.
But for the rest of us, well, I mean, it did happen once in the organization. They didn't fire anyone, but they did talk about it in a meeting that seemed inappropriate.
Correct. But I'm just telling you now, that's not what this was. I didn't expect her to. I really thought she'd have a hard time after the season was over staying. Just because there's going to be a change, and if Jack was going to be there, I kind of thought he was going to get.
You ain't on Team Jack. Guess what?
Team Jack couldn't have waited.
You're off Team Jack.
Team Jack couldn't have waited until week 17 for this.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just,
well, unless, because we don't know. Privy to it, unless something happened with this Bradley Roby thing, and that's a possibility. And unless there's some leak, or we have no idea. We're just assuming. Well, she's a woman. She's not an Easterby person. We've heard she's not an Easterby person anyway.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and so Jack just ousted her. We don't know that anything egregious happened. No. We have no idea.
So, in your particular scenario, telling media members that Roby did something would have been enough. But that stuff doesn't happen all the time with NFL franchises, where someone tells someone something so it can get out there. Like, oh, she's, oh, Jack, Bradley Roby did something, and that's why he's no longer, that's why he didn't go to the game. That's egregious enough.
If you're leaking stuff to the media.
Yeah. Oh, you 100% can get wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are some teams who have immediate firing policies for leaking. A lot of times I know it from draft stuff, but a lot of teams are hardcore. My guess is that she was already on Jack's list. And total guess, and maybe something happened with this Roby information getting out that Jack thought it came from her and just said, that's it. We're not doing this anymore.
But how difficult, we talk about contact tracing.
There's been a lot of stuff coming out of the Houston Texans, like what's going on with the Houston Texans. Maybe it's that. I don't know. I don't.
Because the Roby thing, everyone who was at practice would have seen it. So that could have come from anyone.
That's true.
All right. I don't need an eyelid, everybody, just so you know. Okay?
I know a group.
I have two
eyelids. They typically only do it for kids. Them.
Everybody on Twitch.
They do it for kids, so it might not fully cover your lid. You might only, when you blink, it only blinks down over half your cornea.
And the ulcer is from my contact. Mm.
Eyelid repair, eyelid replace.
That's not it. But here's the deal, is if you want more testosterone, Lance, where do you go?
It's Menstee Clinic, and that's something they really do help. They help so much. There are so many people right now who use testosterone that you see on a regular basis that you wouldn't even know. Guys on television who I know of are doing it, and one of the reasons is because it kind of keeps you young, if you really want to know the truth. It helps to reduce your belly flab and convert it into lean muscle mass, which is something that happened or should have happened when you were younger, of course. You know, if you live a certain way when you're younger, you get away with it. When you're older, you don't. Well, one of the reasons can be because your metabolism has dropped because of your drop in testosterone. But, you know, for some people, you still have a pretty good body type. You work out all the time. Maybe you don't see the same results. Maybe your energy level is just in the dumps. You have no energy anymore. Maybe your libido has dropped. Any of these things can be a telltale sign of lower testosterone. And the great thing is having someone who cares enough to fine tune. This is not just a generic treatment of testosterone. They will work on what type of treatment to get you until they get the perfect match. And once you have that, you're going to take off. Your energy will take off. Your body type is going to get much better. You're going to be happy with the results. And it just takes 2 to 3 months to see a lot of results. MenstiClinic.com, Pearland, Pasadena, Spring, Cypress, and the Heights. 5 locations. What is stopping you from living your best life? MenstiClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Don't need one of those eyelids, Lone Ranger. Twitch people, you guys are aggressive. That is you're really aggressive, you people. I didn't know Twitch was so aggressive. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I mean, you can actually join the show. We started the show this morning with a couple of, I mean, look, it's Rockets. It looks like they've got a way to get out of Westbrook. I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think anybody would take that contract. Who's going to take $135 million over the next 3 years? I mean,
somebody who's going to give you more players that you don't like, that's the problem.
Well, there's just no way around contracts it. Aren't as long, then I'll take them. If they, well, how about
expiring contracts? Yeah.
I'll do that.
I mean, you can get just guys in here who could still, well, now you can still make the playoffs without Russell Westbrook as long as you get some guys who can shoot some threes.
Well, you can go as far with some guys as you did with Russell Westbrook.
You might be out in the first instead of out in the second.
Really? Or you might win in the first. You might win in the first round. Maybe. You don't know. I mean, and you can get your ass kicked 4-1 by the Lakers again after that. Okay. Then you can do that. That's fine. Either way. But now the other story today is that out of ESPN was that James and Russell aren't sure that the organization is headed in the right direction or is as a commitment to winning. Well, if you trade Russ to get out of that $135 million, I'm pretty sure you're saying, well, I mean, you what could look at it two ways.
What you're committing to is anyway. A change.
We ain't winning anyway.
You're committed to a change, although it really depends on what you take back for him. Once again, this is how I view it. Either you are building to a championship or you're not. And sometimes building to a championship is takes a long time. Look at the Giants. You know, that's obviously it's going to take a long time for the New York Giants to get to the championship. But they're trying to make moves to build there. Dell's Dolphins are trying to make moves. I would not say right now the Texans are in a mode of building towards a championship. That's not where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Rockets, there's really nothing they can do to build towards a championship. What they are and who they are, we see it. There's nothing that's going to change. So part of building towards a championship is tearing down. Think of it as building a home. This is a house that you have. And you need something that's way, it's just not functional anymore. It has too many issues with it. This is one where you tear down to the studs or you raise the house completely and you restart. That's where you are. Now you can keep it where it is and it's fine. And you can, you know, you can bounce somewhere between the 10 seed and the 6 seed, maybe somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on injuries. But that's not, all you're doing is just killing time for James's career. You're just killing time. Like, oh, we made the playoffs again. Oh, we got beat by the Mavericks. They were the 3 seed. We're the 6 seed. Mavericks got us. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens next year with James and Russ and Eric Gordon again. Nothing. It's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse.
Yeah. You can do it. Would you take Mo Harkless, Montrezl, and Pat Bev? I don't know where James and Pat Bev are in their lives.
Would I take that? Is that being thrown out there or are you just doing it?
I'm just doing it to make money work.
Would I do it? Yeah, I would. I'd want to pick.
Pat Bev's got 2 years left on his deal, 13 and 14.
So the Clippers think that a Paul George, Russell Westbrook, it just doesn't make sense to me.
He ain't taking Mo Harkless. He's through two. Oh, no. Oh, he's an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, he's not even available.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, we've mentioned him as a potential free agent add-on.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah. So, Yeah, you're not taking it. You're not taking him. So is Montrezl. So you really can't do it. There's nothing that will make money work with the Clippers. I think that's just a long shot. I mean, Lou Williams is only making $8 million. Pat Bev's making 13. That ain't gonna get close, unless you want Zubac and Magruder. I mean, there's just
once again,
a bunch of crap.
Why in the world would the Clippers be adding a Westbrook when they have that? Must really be a shot at. Are they looking at moving Paul George? It doesn't make sense. I don't see how they're a better team. Okay, we're going to take a below average shooter and a lesser defensive player, and throw him in here to take some shots away from Paul George and Kawhi. That doesn't make sense to me. Why would they like him? Unless they're moving George, why would you want Russell Westbrook on a team that already has two primary scorers?
I don't know. Paul George has got 1 year left on his deal, right? He only signed for two, right?
Yeah.
Or he had 2 years left, whatever. I don't know. Maybe they want that longer deal than this. Yeah, he's got an option after this. He's got 35 this year, and then he's got an option.
It wouldn't surprise me based on some of the Paul George stuff from this year if the Clippers were going to try to move him. That wouldn't surprise me. That would be part of.
What about Paul George for Russell Westbrook?
Oh, that's fine with me. I got no problem with that. That's fine.
Do you think that would be something that the Clippers would?
No.
No. No.
No, I don't.
I mean,
probably have to give him more draft picks.
Maybe this whole story is a lot of malarkey, as our president would say.
Well, you could have a three-way trade on your high. Like, you could think, okay, if we are able to move Paul George for this guy or this guy, we could maybe bring Russell Westbrook in here and take on his contract, and so we'd have another score to go with Kawhi. Plus, we think we can move Paul George for these types of players. That could be what they're thinking. I could still see that, but I can't see adding Russell Westbrook to what the Clippers already have. I just can't see that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And I can't see what you would want if you're the Rockets necessarily. I mean, at some point you got to get some picks back.
Or some young players, like you said. Maybe the Knicks would give up some young players. Maybe they'd be willing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Russell would look great in a Knick uniform. Except, look at this lineup. Dell, do a trade with the Knicks.
He already did. He was already throwing RJ junky Barrett. Ass Randall at us.
RJ Barrett.
Julius Randall, Frank Nicotina. Nickel, however you pronounce his last name, and maybe a first-round pick?
Wow. A Knicks first-round pick? Done. I'd just take the first-round pick for him.
No, you got to make salaries work, though.
Are they above the cap?
I believe they signed some dude. Actually, I don't know. I don't know how many guys are still under contract with them because they had a spending spree in the offseason, but I don't know if there are multi-year
They've
deals.
Got $48 million in practical cap space. So if one team, can't you do a deal with one team if one team is...
Yeah, if they've got enough money.
Yeah, you can, if they're under the cap.
You could trade them in the cap space.
Yeah.
But what are you getting back for your prime asset in Russell Westbrook?
First round pick. I'm good.
I don't think the Knicks would do that.
Done.
They would give you one of their not-so-good first round picks.
Boy, to get out of that three-year deal, but the Knicks, wow. But this goes to whether or not the Rockets believe what they're saying. If Tillman Fertitta actually believes, hey, we've got a window here, we're going for a championship, we believe this is a championship caliber team, I could certainly see where he doesn't believe that, yet he's saying it because it's what the owner has to say. But we'll find out. If they move Russell Westbrook for a bag of peanuts and not the deluxe nuts, just peanuts, then it's saying we don't believe it. We don't believe what we've been saying, and we want to start over. We want to redo right here, and we don't have any draft picks to do it. Quite frankly, honestly, for a GM and a coach, which is the worst team to take over, the Rockets or the Texans?
Texans. because James Harden is an elite talent, and he has value.
Some would say, okay, so is Deshaun.
Yeah, and you can get a lot for Deshaun.
They've won about as much as each other in the postseason.
You can get a lot for
Deshaun. And they play about as well as each other in the postseason.
You can get a lot for Deshaun, too, but a basketball team can be, their fortunes can be changed with two players. A football team is going to take a lot more. At least the Texans
will. Yeah, but right. But you've only got 1 year where you don't have draft picks. And the Rockets don't have any draft picks till 2038. Or somewhere around there.
Somewhere in that,
or
neighborhood.
In that neighborhood.
I still think Texans are worse. I mean, James Harden is still a great, I mean, he's an elite player. Deshaun Watson is not on James's level from the standpoint of
his ability to
his perception in the league amongst all the other superstars. I guess it's kind of tough because, I mean, if you move Deshaun, you're immediately looking for the next Deshaun. That would be my argument. So what good is that? But if you move Russ, if you move James, I mean, you're looking for your next James too.
Well,
even if you get a good package of stuff, you're not getting the next James Harden in any trade.
But here's the deal. You're not locked into contracts like the Rockets are too. And you're not dealing with minuscule cap space. You can drop Whitney Mercilus. You can drop J.J. Watt. You can drop a lot of salary here and pick up different guys. You can't do that with the Rockets.
Well, and some would argue, who would you rather work for, Tillman or Cal? I don't know. That becomes something, too. You'd have some people say, you know what, well, I wouldn't want to work with Tillman, who's got too many opinions. I'll go Cal, who has no opinions.
Well, but you also got Cal, who's making all these decisions. He's making your livelihood decisions.
Well, then there you go. The sharper of the two owners is going to be Tillman. So I'm not sure that the answer isn't maybe the Texans are a tougher spot. And you got, I don't think there's a Jack Easterby in the building for the Rockets.
No, but have you heard the way Joel speaks of Rafael Stone?
I have. It feels personal. I have.
I feel for
you
that.
Mean our new general manager?
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't sound all that. That's not a huge, that's not a ringing endorsement from Joel.
No, there is that. And then like a ringing endorsement would sound like, hey, you have a chance to get in the spirit of a couple six packs of Christmas ale, which is perfect for the holiday gatherings for my friends over at St. Arnold. And if you're feeling hoppy, why don't you pick up the newly released IPA variety pack? You can share with your friends or just keep them all to yourself. You can do that over this holiday season at any of your local grocery stores. They're going to have the Christmas ale. They're going to have the newly released IPA variety pack. But when you're ready to get out there, make it St. Arnold Beer Garden. My kids loved it. The outdoor weather is getting to be great. There's tons of room, lots of seating, but it's such a huge outdoor venue that they're able to really properly space. They've got hand sanitizer on all the tables, everyone wearing a mask, all the servers, of course, are supposed to be doing that, but the food is absolutely delicious. I'm a huge fan of their hot chicken sandwich. I'm a huge fan of their Bishop Burger. Their pizzas, I think, are some of the best in the city. That's how good they are. And you can taste all the different beers and ciders that they make. Eat remarkable food. Enjoy your life. Find all of this and more at StArnold.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Looks like Wichita State parting ways with Greg Marshall.
Yeah. He's got anger issues, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently there's abuse along with, he's accused of punching a player in the head and choking an assistant coach.
Yeah, that dude gets...
He's going to throw hands now.
That's what the kids
call...
You got
to keep your hands to yourself, I think.
That's what the kids are calling Big Mad, John.
Yeah? Is that... That's Big Mad?
That's what... That would be... He's Big Mad.
Mm-hmm.
When is it appropriate to choke somebody?
I don't know what you're into.
The Depends on, yeah, John pretty much laid it out. Depends on what that person's into.
That's fair for fetishes, okay? What else? Can you choke someone if they're trying to kill you?
You're defending yourself, yes.
Yeah. So you can, well, there you go. That's what
I'm
looking
for. Can you choke someone if they don't get over a screen the right way?
Well, I mean,
how many times? How many times did you tell them?
I don't think that's acceptable to choke someone for not getting over a screen or anything.
What if I consistently told him this is the way to get over a screen?
This is the way, and you don't do it.
And he doesn't do it. Do I get to choke him then?
Right. What if he says 1, 2, 3, Cancun?
Well,
you'd want to, but I don't think that's. What if somebody spit in your food? You saw them spit, a waiter spit in your food. Can you choke them?
Yeah. You go right to the, you can punch him in the throat.
Not a choke.
I don't think you can physically assault someone.
But that could crush a windpipe. You could potentially go to jail.
Well, spit. Okay. Well, wait a minute. But he could kill you with COVID.
Fair.
I do think the authorities would say, tell management, don't start a physical altercation.
Yeah, I still feel you get in trouble for choking them.
I do, too.
Somebody spits in your food, you got to react.
It's insulting.
But can you choke? You said punch in the throat. Can you choke?
Well, then, see, no, because the longer
choke is extended.
You hold on. Yeah, it's extended. You've lost that immediate reaction. So if you just punch
him
in the throat.
But you're still going crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
But at some point, you have to control yourself. Now,
what if a guy
Greg
in the
Marshall,
street
apparently just punched a player? He punched the player in the head.
What if a guy in the street tried to take one of Wendy's purses? Is she allowed to choke him? Would she?
I hope so. I don't.
What about you? It's not you. Technically, your purse, and she probably bought it with her own money. Well, I didn't say punch. I said choke.
It's our money. It's our money.
Now
it's our money until it's
no
your money.
My money is her money.
Huh? It's my money, John.
No, it ain't anymore, Mick. Now it's in our bank account.
Mm-hmm. Our bank account.
It's a big deal.
Right. That's big. That's much different.
Bringing the families together.
Yeah. How's that beet?
This drink? Is good. I love this drink. This is actually really good. It's got orange, pineapple, carrot, apple, beet, ginger, and lemon. Ugh. No, this is
red
my favorite.
Because of beet.
Yeah,
and
immediately.
So
out.
What's better? Burnt end pork bellies?
Well, that's going to beat this
or
drink.
That.
Yeah.
Or Korean,
please stop talking about
barbecue
food.
Korean chicken.
I have to not think about it because I'm literally constantly drinking these things all day, and I start to get really like my stomach is growling now, and it's not great.
John, you want to lay out what we're both eating for lunch right now?
I'm going to get the burn-in pork bellies over at Rogel's.
I've got Rogel's.
What is it? Rogel's.
I've cut up some chicken thighs. And I'm gonna turn. And I've got some. I've got the buns in place. Got the barbecue sauce waiting. And
are you making it
cheese.
Yourself?
They're already. It's leftover from yesterday. I've got chicken thighs cut up, deboned.
Deboned.
Throwing them on the bun.
My mouth is literally watering. Like this is Pavlov's.
Got
dog.
Some sweet, spicy barbecue sauce waiting. Throw some melted cheddar on it. Toasted bun. It's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lance, what do you have?
Toasted bun. You're putting them on the grill.
Toasted bun. Lance, what are you eating for lunch?
I have it's like got cinnamon. It's actually my little treat.
Seaweed?
Cinnamon. No, it's like an almond milk with kind of some cinnamon in it. It's 280 calories. It's like heartier. It's like a meal replacement. Oh. But after this, I think I've got something coming where I get watermelon, cucumber.
In drink form?
Blech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait a minute, a $280 280-calorie drink is a meal replacement? For who? A child?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. That's why I've got to drink five. I drink six total drinks all day.
That sounds great. What are your kids having for dinner? While you're drinking
Korean beef bowls yesterday.
Oh.
No, day before yesterday. Oh, today is lamb lolly. Today's lamb lollipops.
That's all you eat is Vietnamese and Korean and
well, Korean beef bowl. All it is it's rice. And all you do is you just take meat like you can get at Ranch 99, shaved ribeye, shaved brisket, and then you put it in a bag with some soy sauce, some garlic, some sesame oil. That's it. And then you just marinate it and cook it. It's and then brown sugar, of course. And it's delicious. It's delicious. Mm. You would love it.
So how high do you cook it on
I mean, I go with the higher temp.
You do?
Yeah.
Look at that.
But then it's going to be tougher. I mean, you don't cook it slow, slow cook it?
No, it's they're thinly sliced.
Oh.
So then you shred it just like you're doing cheesesteaks, basically. Mm-hmm. Wish I had a griddle so I could do like burgers on the griddle.
Yeah.
Press it down.
You can, they sell them. You can buy one.
Yeah, no, I left it outside and it rusted. It was cool. So he got it for me for a Christmas gift, and I left it outside, and who knew? It just completely
How
rusted
did they
out.
Know? Who was it? How did they know that you wanted a griddle?
I told them.
Oh.
I said it.
Get me a griddle?
Get me a griddle. And they said, do you want one that will rust in about 3 months?
Well,
yes.
I want one that I can keep outside.
Yeah.
That won't rust.
Yeah.
So when you were asking for Christmas gifts, you don't ever ask, can you give me a 24-pack of drinks? Like beet drinks? You don't ever ask for that?
I've never asked for a 4-day supply of beet drinks.
Huh. No?
No.
And cucumber or juice.
I'm doing this because I'm just tired of being in food comas. I'm tired
of
no energy.
That. You don't eat as much when you eat.
Yeah.
John got lucky. He couldn't taste food, so he lost weight. You know what? Here's what I did. Huh. I can actually order Uber Eats directly to my bed. Let me get some Korean fried chicken.
Yeah, don't act like the food coma just snuck up on you. Yeah. You brought that on yourself.
Well,
you
know, but now
you
I'm getting
lose taste or smell. I lost taste and smell.
I didn't.
I lost 12 pounds.
I didn't smell
12
great.
12 pounds doing it.
Well, hi, 12 pounds. Welcome.
So John lost them and you gained them?
I didn't smell. I couldn't smell great, but I could smell enough, and I could taste everything. That was delicious. I will say this. If you guys want to get COVID tests, you really need to go to Minute Maid Park. It's not a nasal swab. It's a mouth swab.
Yeah.
It takes no more than, I mean, you can go there, just drive up. It takes you about, they do 4,000 tests a day. You don't wait very long at all. You do a mouth swab, you put it in, you get results in a day and a half to 3 days at most. And it's a PCR test, which is one of the most accurate tests you're going to find right now. It's what the NFL uses. You won't get many false positives. If you get a positive, it's because you either have it or you still have small traces of it. Maybe you had it previously. Because it is a little harder to get, like the trace, it will pick up traces of COVID, which, you know, it's supposed to. But it's free. It's 100% free. You don't have to bring your insurance card. So you don't go up the nose. You do the mouth swab yourself. There is no money that you have to pay. It's all drive through, and it's in the parking lot B, parking lot C, across the street from Minute Maid Park on what would be, I guess, the east side of.
There's like 30 59. People just sitting in chairs and just sitting.
Couldn't
there.
Be easier.
No, it's easier. It takes
my wife and
five
kid
minutes.
Went and got it, and they got results in a day and a half, and they were negative. So yeah, it's super easy. So that's where I would go. It's free. Now, if you want it fast, there's a place off of 59 between like Kirby and between Kirby off 59 between Kirby and or Buffalo Speedway and Wesleyan. I think that's where it is, over near that Whataburger. And they do a nasal swab. It's 150, but you can get your results in like an hour. If that's what you're interested in.
Yeah.
150. That's what I did the first time and got my results. I'm like, hey, I don't like this. What else?
Imagine paying.
How about if I go somewhere
for
free?
I went to Minute Maid Park and did the free one. Like, hey,
that was
I got
easy.
The same thing.
Yep.
It just took a couple days to find out.
And I found out in like 18 hours. Yeah.
And my wife. Yeah. I was almost I was more like 36.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Speaking of health, what about your heart health, Lance?
Well, the heart health is a really, really big deal. You heard Longhorn Scott call in and talked about atrial fibrillation. And here's the thing. He found out about that after he had an issue with it. My friends over at CoreMed Solutions, they are telling you what's going on with your heart before you have issues with it. They can check the heart of children who could have a hereditary issue or one that is something that they were, that's not hereditary, but it's just a problem for them. Maybe they're a young athlete and it's something that you want to be safe about. Maybe it's just for you because you don't know how your heart health is. Maybe you're 50, 60 years old. Maybe you had COVID and you're worried about myocarditis or one of the issues that can develop with your heart. There's so many reasons to check out your heart health, and CoreMed's made it easy. You don't have to go to a hospital. You don't have to get one doctor to prescribe it, and then you go to another care person, and then you have to pay into your deductible. They can do cash for just $200, and they've got a cardiologist on staff. So it's a one-stop shop, and you can get an EKG, an echocardiogram, they're different, and a stress test, and find out exactly what's going on with your heart. Why would you not want to check up on your heart health, especially if you've had COVID? Find out if you have myocarditis and get treated and get back to being healthy. CoreMedSolutions.com, CoreMedSolutions.com.
For over 1,000 years, Roman conquerors returning from the wars enjoyed the honor of a triumph, a tumultuous parade.
Saluting all the men and women who served our nation. Happy Veterans Day.
We are citizens of an American nation.
From ESPN.
Sir, yes, sir.
97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, 9:45. So, where do you think the Texans rank now right now for the remaining schedule, strength of schedule? Who they've got left?
Where do I think they rank in the league?
Yeah. Top half or bottom half? Toughest or easiest?
Oh, no. They're in the bottom half, I think.
Easiest.
Yeah.
Because they played all their tough games already.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest remaining schedule, the Ravens.
Really? Here's who the Texans have. Just stay on the Texans. Browns, who on paper would look tougher because of their record, but I don't think they are. The Patriots, not really a tough game. The Lions, not a tough game. Colts, we'll find out. Probably for the Texans, a tough game. Bears.
5-4 and reeling.
Bears are a tough game because their defense is an elite defense.
If the Bears
defense.
Can actually move the ball against the Texans' defense, that'll be a real
indictment. I mean, Bengals and Titans, look, I'm not – Bengals, Colts, Bears, those are kind of up in the air. Like, they might end up being a little tougher for you. Maybe the
They're
Patriots.
Good teams. They're decent teams.
Maybe the Lions.
The Patriots are not a decent team.
The Browns.
The Patriots are not a good team.
Where are they ranked? They're in the bottom, but I would think they're around 20.
The Texans are ranked 27th. 27th toughest schedule. The Ravens are 32nd. Here's why. You're supposed to play a first place schedule when you have the best record in the league the year before, but when you get to play the NFC East, then you win. Then you just win. So the Ravens have it easiest. Packers are second. Look at the teams that have the easiest in the second half here. The Ravens have the easiest schedule. The Packers second easiest. Browns, who have a winning record. The Vikings, who are up and coming. The Steelers, 28th, with an 8-0 record. And then the Texans. So all of the NFC, three out of the four NFC North teams have, and Cincinnati, who's supposed to have, you know, the fourth place schedule and have it the easiest, they are 21st. But they haven't played the tough teams yet. They've got a lot of their own division games left.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part. And everybody in their division except them has a winning record. But the Bengals should have more wins than they do. Toughest schedule the rest of the way? The Falcons. The Jags. Then the Broncos. The Rams. Cardinals and Saints. Bills have a tough schedule. 7th. And so the terrible teams, Falcons, Jaguars, and Broncos have it toughest down the stretch here.
Yeah,
and so
Falcons,
which tells you how bad they are because
Raheem Morris has the Falcons
already.
But Raheem Morris has the Falcons playing to their ability though.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting one. Joining us in just 1 second is going to be Jessica Aguiar, who is fighting today. She's from Houston. She's fighting tonight. It's a Veterans Day fight at the Tabernacle in Atlanta on XFC 43. It's going to be live on NBC Sports Network. And she is a Houston fighter who actually she actually has been in the UFC. She was previously in the UFC. So
is she here?
She's in Atlanta getting ready to fight.
Oh.
Yeah. She's in Atlanta. We can get her to choke you at some kind of something. We can see if she can choke you.
I'm going to see if she can choke Greg Marshall or he can choke her. That's a good matchup. Greg Marshall.
Feels like it.
Yeah. Greg Marshall's a striker and he's a choker.
That's what we've heard.
Yeah.
That he's a striker. Yeah. He's just, well, yeah, he's well rounded.
Well, what about her ground and pound game?
She can do that too. Yeah. She can do that too. Well, all yeah. right. We'll ask her. We'll talk to her. She's 5'3", 115. She's got 20 career fights. She is.
John, would you fight her?
No.
Why not?
She's a professional fighter. It's not going to go well.
Her 20 career victories. She's 20-8.
But
she's 115. Dude.
I understand. But she's an accomplished professional fighter.
You it's don't want to listen. She teaches self defense at Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai right here in Houston.
You know what? I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. She I'd teaches like women self defense.
I'm sure you would because you know how it would go.
I know.
Not well.
Remember
for
when
me.
Hoffy fought the girl?
Oh my God! What an ass kicking. Hoffy at the Mug Awards too. Ken Hoffman boxed a girl. Well, I say it was an ass kicking. He got it landed a couple punches. Yeah, yeah. I think she.
No,
she took care of him though. She was a boxer, female boxer.
I think it was closer than anybody thought it was going to be.
Oh, I think Ken came back and landed in the second half of that fight. Hey. Let's bring Jess on before we get to a break. I want to make sure we get a Houston fighter some love here.
What's it televised on?
NBC Sports Network. NBC Sports Network. Right now, Jessica Aguiar joins us right now. Her fight is going to be XFC 43. It's tonight, Veterans Day, at the Tabernacle in Atlanta. It's going to be live on NBC Sports. And good morning, Jessica. Thanks for getting up. We know it's a big fight night for you, so thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. No problem. Thank you for having me.
So
I just woke up, so it's perfect timing.
Oh, great, great. Well, hopefully you got good rest. this is going to be your first fight in a couple of years. Your last five were UFC fights. You now are going to be in the XFC. You've taken a couple of years off. What have those 2 years off done for you?
It's time to just rest my body and recharge. You know, I've been working a lot of myself and just let my body rest and doing some, helping the family out during this COVID situation. But, I feel great. I'm ready to come back and excited for the relaunch of XFC 43 on NBC Sports.
You're the co-main event, which is cool, in a comeback situation, awfully nice. Are you a little worried about the layoff and maybe a little rust?
Oh, it's actually done well for me. You know, I think it had some time to recharge, get my body right, my mind right, and, just relocated to Houston. So, created a really, put together a really good team out there. So I'm really happy and I'm ready, man. No.
It's interesting
I've been
because
doing this for a long time. So it's all good. I feel really, really
well,
good.
You know what? I saw you actually in Riel. I think you were in there with Donkey Boy. A few months back, I think I saw you in Riel, as a matter of fact.
Did you?
Here in Houston.
Probably. I love that place. That's like, I love Ryan and Riel, all those guys. That the food is delicious. That's one of my favorite spots in Houston.
Yeah, so I did see you. I know I saw you.
Do you do old granddad shots with Ryan?
Yeah, do you do the bourbon shots?
I did do it this time for this camp, but I usually do, and they're great, and I can't wait to celebrate out there. After my victory tonight.
Yeah, we'll have to meet you up there and celebrate with you. Now,
let's
once
do
again,
it, yeah.
Slow down on they're great. Those shots aren't great. Those shots are just...
The food is great.
No, the food is great. You know? John actually likes the bourbon shots. Well, yeah, we'd love to come celebrate with you. We'll find out when you win this fight. It's going to be tonight. Tell us about your opponent. What do you know about your opponent in this fight? How do you personally study... How much of it is about getting yourself right, and how much of it of your preparation is learning everything you can about your opponent?
Yeah, for me, it's about getting myself right. But of course, I have a team, my coaches that we put our game plan together, watch videos, and talk game plan. So I know that she trains at a Muay Thai gym out in California. She has some good wrestling. She's explosive. She's She's a little stocky girl, but I've fought much bigger, much powerful. For those that have been following my career, know that and know that I'm not afraid of power. I'm not afraid of anything, and I'll be ready for it all. I've been doing this for almost 15 years. I'm a black belt Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I have a lot of experience, almost 28 fights in my career. And so, yeah, I'm going to be ready. You know, I don't see anything that she brings to the table that I haven't seen before.
That's kind of mean of you. You just called her a fat girl.
No. She's athletic. She's
stocky,
you know,
John.
But like I said, I don't see anything that I haven't seen before. And actually, you know, I just received a text message from Ryan from Real. He's like, just, you know, push your teeth back there. That's what I'm going to do.
So who do you prefer? You got, you know, all the arts and that kind of skill. Do you prefer someone who fights similar to you? Do you prefer a striker? Do you prefer ground and pound? Who do you prefer to fight?
Actually, there's no preference that I prefer. It's just, you know, a fight is a fight. Everybody's different. They come out with different skills. Before, in the older days, it was boxer against grappler or wrestler against, you know, boxer. But now everyone has it all, right? So, she has a pretty weird style that she jumps around and she, you know, she comes in and out and just kind of jumps around, right? So, I'm going to just do my, you know, I'm going to play my game. I'm going to be, walking forward, aggressive. I'm Mexican. So it's, you know, it's going to be a war. I'm just going to attack. I'm just going to look for her and throw the hands and look for the takedown. If I have a submission, I'm going to submit her. If I can knock her out, I'm going to knock her out. If we're going to bleed, I'm going to make her bleed, but she should be ready for punishment tonight.
So, it's so funny. As somebody who grew up a huge boxing fan and MMA fan, it transcends just boxing. It certainly crossed over into MMA. Mexican fighters are known as the fighters who really, who are going to be into ring wars and things like that. Sometimes I wonder, though, if it puts you in the mode of where you almost want to play into that machismo, or if you want to play into that, you know, does it hurt? Do you think it ever hurts Mexican fighters that they feel like that's the way they got to fight instead of maybe sometime being a little more careful and a little more maybe not leading with your chin so much?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's just in our blood. We're just going to keep fucking fighting, you know? Excuse my language, but it's just, we're never going to stop. You know, we're in the war. We're going to stop till we finish. You know, there's never a quit in us. So, obviously I go in and the game plan is, yeah, be smart and, you know, look for the openings but when they close a cage or you walk into a ring, a fight's a fight, you know, you just leave it all in there. It switches, you know, you go in there with the game plan, but, when the fight starts, things change and you just want to go out there and fight. And obviously win, right?
Right, absolutely. So we were talking before you came on. Our producer Dell, I don't know, what does he go about, 150 something. He said he could kick your ass.
I didn't say that.
Well,
you know what?
I didn't say it.
Well, you know what? I'll be at Main Street. You know, I'll be back at Main Street, boxing and Muay Thai. So you guys can come out.
Come out. She teaches. She teaches.
I invite you guys out there, and we can have some fun.
She teaches self defense.
Yeah, Dell, don't talk it.
Yeah, Donkey, and actually, you know, Donkey, Nick, and Jordan have been. You know, they've trained with me for a little bit, but so you guys can come out and have fun with us.
Jessica,
for sure. You guys are more than welcome.
Jessica, Dell.
Jessica, I will tell you, because we record everything. At some point, this show will be up on a place you can listen to. When they asked me about this previous, I said, no, I don't want any part of that. She's a trained fighter. It wouldn't go well for me. He's just a liar. That's all it is.
that's what I heard.
You know, you guys can have fun. You guys are still invited. And
watch this before we let her go. Hey, Jessica, have you had that chicken sandwich over at LeShane's? Did you like it?
I have, but my favorite is the fish fillet. It's like a fish fillet,
yeah,
you know,
the
fish sandwich. So that's my favorite one there. The steak and pierogies are my favorite dish for this camp. Everything that he puts together is amazing.
That's a different kind of camp.
The chicken sandwich. Yeah, the chicken sandwich is good. Yeah, everything he puts together is amazing. See? I mean, that guy, everybody has to try Real in Houston, Texas. If they haven't tried it, you're missing out.
There it is.
She's fighting for LeShane. Don't miss it. Don't miss tonight.
Fighting for Ryan LeShane tonight. Well, we'll see you over there. And then we'll get Dell in the ring against you. That'll be fun.
That's going to be nice. I can't wait.
That's going to be good. Hey, let's Jessica, best of luck. Thanks for getting up this morning.
NBC Sports tonight. NBC Sports.
NBC Sports. So,
Thank you so much. A-Town, I represent.
There it is. That's it. We love that. There's Jessica. She said she's Mexican, so she's going to effing fight.
I had to get that up.
Did you catch that, Dell?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I don't think 92.5.
It was quick. It was almost like you. Wait,
I know. It was hard to understand, but she said it.
Yeah, she said it, and I caught it. But 92.5. Okay.
92.5 caught it.
That attitude, like, I'm going to make her bleed. If she thinks she's going to make me bleed, I'm going to make her bleed.
We're going to bleed.
We're going to bleed.
Then I'm going to make her
bleed. I'm going to make her have a lot of pain. Like, yeah. You buy her the drink.
I don't think you could beat her like you thought.
I never said that. And don't you think that's a bit old, this bit where you try to throw someone, the producer, into the grease for something he didn't even say?
He never quits a bit.
Yeah.
His bits live for eternity.
That bit's been the thing for 30 years in radio. Oh, the producer, get the producer beat up. I didn't say that.
What about the bit where you play sound bites of us that make us look bad? Well, that bit, is that ever going to get old?
Well, you say it. I didn't say it. He's lying. Well, you actually say those things.
Okay, why can't we mace you like the afternoon show maced their producer?
Because we don't have that type of relationship.
Who did they mace?
Jong.
Jong got maced. You don't remember?
They maced John?
Yeah. There's a poster of it. There's actually a storyboard of it. Yeah.
Of John getting maced in this day and age. Asian producer, two white guys are macing an Asian producer.
Can you believe this woman in the grocery store doesn't have a mask on?
I saw that. You want to tell people what that? Yeah. One lady's not wearing a mask, and the other lady's
not wearing.
The other lady has a mask on, and she doesn't have a bra on.
And a see-through shirt. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Lance, beat it. 713-780-3776. Keith, we'll get you in on the other side.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.